Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gum. Time now for this week's work story. We've been talking with wait staff, and today we hear from a young waiter at a local steakhouse. 21-year-old Michael Ford tells us about a day at work when he saw something that brought him to tears.
There was one time I was actually serving two tables, and they were right next to each other. And one table was a bunch of table of Marines, and they actually were in uniform. I can't say Marines, but military people, you know, I don't know exactly which. And apparently they were all eating, and they weren't really talking, they weren't laughing, they weren't, you know, doing anything. And they were actually there because apparently they had just come from a funeral of one of their friends. It was, you know, so that was kind of a lot of pressure on me to serve and try to make sure they had everything. And the table right next to them pulled me aside and said, "I want to pay for all their meals." You know, and that was super cool because, you know, they all got steaks and they all got this. It must have been really expensive, but, you know, to have somebody else do that for another table right next to that, it was pretty nice. It was pretty cool to see something like that. The way I think of it is serving, you know, being a teacher, being a nurse, serving's not as important, hands down. But I'd say it's much more stressful because nobody thinks you're important. That's the whole point, you know? You know, you get treated like crap, you have so many things to do, and you know, your bosses are just like, "Oh, you're only servers, you know? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that?" You know, and you don't get a lot of respect. You're not seen as important. So I think it's, you know, to go through that thing, and obviously you get paid much less money. When you're serving, you see a lot of bad things. You see the worst of people all the time. And so when you turn back around and you see the exact opposite, it's almost even more moving than if it was just any other situation, because you're expecting the worst out of people. So when you get the best, it's, you know, I had to go in the back and cry. I do that a lot.
That is 21-year-old Michael Ford. Ford will be leaving his job in Yuma soon to continue his studies at ASU in Tempe. He's been a server at a local steakhouse for the last year and a half. He spoke to us for our Work Stories series.